You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, the local, the state, the national man. We cover down on all the issues and, like the dude just said a moment ago, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, we're about to go into one of my favorite segments of every single week. We try to do it Wednesdays at 4. We call it the Grand Council. I've got two of my brethren in talk radio who've been doing this longer than I have. Dale Jackson from the Cumulus Broadcasting Network, 92.5, 92.5 FM up in Huntsville, and program director and writes for Yellowhammer and has a TV thing going on. Dale Jackson, are you here? Is he there? Dale Jackson, unmute yourself. Is Dale Jackson there? Dang. Dale, are you there? I hear somebody breathing. I'm going to Jeff. So
yeah,
there he is. Are you there?
No, but I'm on Jeff's feed, apparently.
Oh, well, I don't know what's happening right now.
No, I'm here. I've been here the whole time. I hear you talking to me.
I think we're just going to have to start all over again. Hey, Dale Jackson, are you there?
Oh!
All right. I feel better. Okay. Well, let's see if we got Boomer. You got Jeff. Is he good to go? I know he's on the phone and not doing the connection with us. So from FM Talk 106.5 and the executive editor for 1819 News, Jeff Poore, are you there?
I am present.
That is the most awkward, clumsy introductions I have ever had for the Grand Council. But I do pronounce a quorum, so Boomer, just hit the sound effect.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Okay. All right. A quorum being announced. The Grand Council is convened. All right, fellas, you know the deal. We ping each other with questions. We go around the room. We don't always agree, but we always love each other when it's done. Dale Jackson, take it away. What's your first question, man?
Choice as things get weirder and weirder in our schools, and it looks like there just seems to be a push. And I just wonder, does this thing have any actual legs, or is this just chatter?
Well, Jeff, I'll let you take it first.
He may not be able to hear it. Well, I can't hear what Dale said, so you're going to have to.
Well, we got connectivity issues right now, so the bottom line is this. Dale is saying that basically we've got this weird situation with Drag Queen Story Hour and other things that are being pushed in our schools. Dale, am I repeating your question correctly?
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. And so is this going to be dealt with? Are we going to see changes? What is coming down the pike? Jeff, you want to opine first?
I would have to think so. I don't know. How do you do this in a way that is how do you enforce any kind of rule? No drag queen shall enter the schools of any public. Halls of any public school. I don't know, but I do think the clamoring is there, and people are going to think it's coming to their school. And when public gets concerned, that's when our lawmakers tend to act.
Well, I agree with that. I think the public being concerned is a big piece of it, and I think it also kind of goes back to the whole thing about, you know, like when it comes to pornography, we'll know it when we see it. Well, this is one of those things where I don't know how you legislate it, Jeff. You're right. I mean, what do you say? Drag queens can't come to schools? I don't know. But you know what's appropriate and what's not. You would never ask for an actual stripper to come see kids. You would never ask for someone to, a female, to stand there representing the female genre like this. And so to have someone parody females in this lampoonish way and to do so while scantily clad and saying crude things, we all know that's wrong. And it's just I think it's going to have to be dealt with. Dale, your own question. What are your thoughts, man?
Well, I mean, that wasn't it, but I'll go with this. The question I'll just answer the question. I think they're going to have to do something about it. The moment. It's going to continue to push and push and push, and lawmakers are going to have to do something. What can they do? I'm not so sure. I mean, a guy being a drag queen outside of school, probably not any real issue with it. It is being a drag queen who's saying sexually suggestive things to kids that is bringing sort of the fire down upon these people.
Exactly.
And I think that that's really the issue, and they got to rein it in. And if I'm on the left, I stop defending this nonsense because all it is just pissing normal people off.
That's exactly right. I mean, go ahead, Jeff. What you got?
Well, how about these local school boards and local school administrators do a better job and not hire creeps as teachers? I mean, I think you've got to look at it at the local level. I don't know. Like I said, the lawmakers will do something maybe, but maybe you got to look at the local school boards and ask what the heck is going on here.
Well, and let me ask you this real quick before we leave this topic. Dale, you were kind of having a back and forth on Twitter with a school board member, the one who just got elected, and she's all in for this kind of stuff, it seems like. Is she supportive of this, or what's her position?
She doesn't think it's a big deal at all. I mean, she literally does not view this as a big deal at all, and I just don't understand it. But that is where she is at, and I just cannot understand how she feels that way. But that is exactly where she is, and she thinks this is a non-issue. And I still have a hard time understanding how she got to that conclusion. But that's where they are, Andrea Alvarez. And I tried to get her on the radio. I was talking to her on Instant Messenger earlier today, or whatever, Facebook Messenger. And she's not budging. She's just like, well, it's not my problem to manage drag queens and stuff in schools. As long as it's not in the classroom, I don't care. And I'm like, you got a lot of parents who feel slightly different about that, I bet.
Yeah, I guarantee you, if he was a registered sex offender, they wouldn't have him in the school. So the fact that he can do these things.
Well, I'll use one that's not a crime. I'll say this. What if he is a racist outside of work?
Oh, yeah.
And then he goes into school, and he's the nicest guy in the world. Man, he loves it. He's teaching English as a second language. He's the NAACP chapter president, but outside of work, he's burning, he's burning crosses in people's yards. Well, that's probably illegal. He's burning crosses in his own yards, and there's no big deal because, hey, he doesn't take it to work, right?
Totally. And we're seeing right now, left and right, that the left will scream about things that happen in people's off-duty time if it meets their agenda. But all right, next question. Jeff, can you hear both of us now? You good to go? You hearing both of us?
I'm good to go. I got you both.
All right, man. Take your question.
Club for Growth came out with their scorecard or released it today for the legislature. Only two members in all 140 scored above a 50% on what they would deem to be the best for economic prosperity, the voting record. It was obviously Andrew Sorrell, who wins this thing every year. And then way down the list, Mike Holmes at 51%. But I would argue something completely different to be read from this. Not that the legislature's liberal or anti-economic freedom or whatever, that the leadership does a damn good job at keeping the troops in line. And you don't have a lot of Andrew Sorrell type members of the legislature, because all these scores are in the 40s and below, tells me they don't have a Freedom Caucus problem in the Alabama legislature. That's what you take away from these scorecards.
That's absolutely. Dale, you want to hit it first?
No, I think that's exactly right. I think that you do not have those issues. You don't have those divisions. But you also don't have people pushing those super conservative things either. And you have a problem when they come back out, and everyone's like, well, when are you going to do these conservative things? I mean, Phil Williams, I mean, you've talked about that a lot.
Yeah, and I think that I think Jeff's point is well taken, that leadership is setting the tone here. The rank and file, though, has got to start speaking up, because the rank and file, if you talk to them offline, they're frustrated individually. But you know what? Start caucusing together, fellas, because if you get seven senators together, they can't get around you. If you get, 13, 14, 15 members of the House together, they're going to have to deal with you. But if we're going to keep on letting them divide and conquer and say, you don't want to do that, you really don't. If you want that chairmanship, well, how bad do you want a chairmanship as opposed to good fiscal policy? At some point, there's going to have to be a change. And you're right, Jeff. Leadership is keeping the thumb on what most conservatives group consider to be conservative policy. All right, fellers, round one. Now that we got our technology worked out, we're going to take a break real quick with the Grand Council. Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down on the coast, and with 1819 News, and our own Dale Jackson at WVNN up in Huntsville and writing for Yellowhammer, and me, Phil Williams, right here, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Back with the Grand Council, my brethren Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News, and Dale Jackson, WVNN up in Huntsville and Yellowhammer News, and me. And I think we're back to Dale. You got the next question, bud. What you got?
Is Kamala Harris the dumbest person to ever be vice president of the United States? I know it was really funny. Ha ha, Dan Quayle misspelled potato or whatever. And, you know, he said Murphy Brown was a slut and all that stuff. Is Kamala Harris the dumbest person? Today they asked her, hey, what do you think about this Inflation Reduction Act? What's your favorite part? She's like, I love electronic school buses. There are so many kids that go to school every day, and then there's people who drive those buses, and they're on the buses, and they use diesel, and the kids, they breathe that toxic air in. That's it. And that's what she loves about the Inflation Reduction Act, school buses. Grant loves school buses, too.
Every time she speaks, I find myself thinking, was that planned? Did they mean for it to sound that bad? But surely not. I mean, and I look at this and think she has literally gotten to where she is for no other reason than they could say they needed somebody to break that glass ceiling. And it was very important that we have, you know, a demographic that we checked a box on, and because she's not bringing anything to the table. And I'll tell you what else, the concerns over Biden's health and fitness and ability to maintain the office at his age, and with some of the gaffes that we're seeing from him that show that he's clearly not always there, you got to know the next person in line is the one that everybody's like, oh, crap, what did we do? Jeff, your thoughts?
I don't know if she's the dumbest. I think she may be the laziest. And she comes off as dumb because she's not prepared for the job. Guys, like, there's a reason she wasn't the nominee. Y'all watched that campaign in 2020.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she comes out one good debate and just squanders this lead. She could have been president of the United States. I don't know if she would have beaten Trump, but she would have done probably as well as Biden, right? And she just squandered the opportunity. I don't think she prepares. I think she's just lazy. I think that's her work ethic is her problem.
Well, Dale, take away your question. What do you think of it?
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't. You know, nobody was doing, man, that she's an idiot when she was running for president. But golly, now everyone's like, what an imbecile. So I don't know what's going on with her. She sounds really, really stupid all the time, and I love it.
But you know, you look at it, and what a pair. I mean, which one spoke the worst today? You know what I'm saying? Which one put their foot in their mouth more today? And it's the Biden-Harris administration, and they are both just literally gaffe masters. Every time you turn around. All right, Jeff, your question.
Another shooting, officer involved in Hoover. Guys, it seems like are we hearing more about these cops getting shot at? Is it just because of the media, and there's so much more media, and we cover everything in sort of a social media realm? Or my perception, it just seems like there's a lot more people willing to use deadly force against a law enforcement officer. Very troubling trend, and that is indeed the trend. But it seems like we hear more and more of these stories every, in Alabama at least, maybe once every few months, which just seems like more than I could ever remember.
Well, we do hear more. Just the other day, there were multiple officers involved shootings. Officers being shot in Connecticut, and then you look around the nation, it's everywhere. And I think I did a monologue today when I opened the show about people crying wolf on racism, and I called it a learned behavior. I think what we're seeing right here is the disrespect and the lack of support for men and women in blue is also a learned behavior. When you're told that they're evil, when you're told that they're not human, when you're told that they're going to treat you bad no matter what you do because of your skin color, then why should you respect them? And it brings out a violent response when there might have been otherwise a respectful response. Here's an idea. You don't want to get taken down by a police officer? Don't resist arrest, or don't do something to be arrested for. I could go on and on. Dale?
Well, I think there's definitely, it appears that there is more than we've seen in recent years. I mean, it is incredibly dangerous to be a police officer, and people don't want to do it because people treat them like crap. I mean, if you read that story about that Hoover police officer, There's another story in AL.com where they talk to the new police chief there, and he's pissed. He's like, hey, we're killing ourselves. This is terrible.
Yep.
And the city council guy is like, well, at least we don't have a bunch of people complaining about the cops being jerks to them right now. It's like, guy, you have missed the plot here. You are way off base on what you should be caring about. But at least there are no complaints of the cops being mean to criminals.
Yeah, and when you see things like what we saw the other day in a school, and I can't recall where it was now, but a student got into a fight with the school resource officer and body slammed the resource officer while everyone stood around filming it and jeering and then putting it out on their social media posts while they were still in school. I mean, you look at that and think, okay, we've raised a generation of kids who don't respect law enforcement or don't respect themselves for that matter. All right, Jeff, your own question. You want to add to it?
Yeah, I would just say this. I had Shane Stringer. He's a lawmaker down here. He used to be the police chief in Saraland, Alabama. Yeah. He thinks there's drugs, that these synthetic drugs, one, the synthetic marijuana, mojo, or whatever it's called, spice, it creates behavioral problems. He thinks that's part of it, too. Aside from the cultural stuff and everybody wanting to have their video go viral or whatever, that we're not doing a good job at keeping these drugs shut out of society, and that's contributing to some of the mental health things and the very aggressive behavior toward police officers.
I don't disagree. I don't. All right, last question, short round. Let me just throw it out there. So Herschel Walker actually held his own. Some folks say he did quite well in his debate with Raphael Warnock. Carrie Lake continues to dismantle the press and others. We've got Dr. Oz closing in on Fetterman now within a point or two. We're looking at a lot of trends right now in the polling, if you take polling for serious. Here's my question for you. Are we really looking at a quote-unquote Republican wave? Will it be bigger than what people right now are saying it is, as opposed to just a Republican win? Will it be a wave? Dale?
I think it will be bigger than what they're looking at now. I don't think it will be a gigantic. I think there will be a lot of people looking and wondering, what happened? Why did we focus so much on abortion? Why did we let Stacey Abrams talk at all? I think that will be a thing that people try to figure out.
Jeff?
I think it should be a wave. I think it's 94. I think the polls are off. The polls have not corrected the polls since Barack Obama has not been on the ballot. And I think that means something. Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham, look at their races and how wrong they were. They're over-polling, over-sampling Democrats. They're over-sampling African-Americans. And I think that's important in these battleground states. And that's going to come back in Hollywood because no one's waking up on election day enthusiastic to go vote for Fetterman. I mean, just think about these Democrat candidates. There's an enthusiasm gap there, and I think that's something that needs to be taken into account.
No, I totally agree. I'm going to go ahead and say wave. I think it's going to be House and Senate. Smaller obviously in the Senate than it is in the House, but I think what we're going to see is bigger than what Democrats ever imagined was going to happen. I think we'll have a majority in both bodies. And I think it's because, like you just said, Jeff, I think there's a sense of enthusiasm on the Republican side to go do something. All right, fellas, appreciate you as always. The Grand Council, Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News, Dale Jackson, WVNN out of Huntsville and Yellowhammer News, and me. We'll be back again next week with it. In the meantime, Right Side Radio continues. Y'all stay tuned.